You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said. Hey, you got a friend in me. Yes, you got a friend in me.
The album is called Singing Our Way Through Songs for the World's Bravest Kids.
Yes, you've got a friend in me. If you got troubles, I've got them too. There ain't a thing I wouldn't do for you. We'll stick together, we'll see it through. 'Cause you've got a friend in me.
And the man behind it, who's been nominated for a 2014 Grammy Award Best Children's Album, is Alistair Mook. And Alistair Mook is here from Alistair Mook and Friends. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Where do we reach you today?
I'm in Boston.
Well, it's nice to meet you. When this CD came, I immediately loved it, and congratulations. What prompted you to put together a CD that has the theme that this CD has?
Well, my daughter, I have twin girls, and my daughter was diagnosed with leukemia, which is a kind of cancer for all the kids out there who don't know what that is, last year in 2012. And she's doing great, but we were in the hospital, and it was a very hard time. And so we started writing songs together. I'm a songwriter, so it made sense. And we wrote a song called I'm a Little Monkey, and we wrote a song called Take a Little Walk with Me. And it really brightened all of our moods, so I kept writing songs that kind of prepared us for this journey, and then I collected songs like the one you were playing, You Got a Friend in Me, that seemed to fit the theme.
Let's take a listen to a little bit of the song, one of the songs you just mentioned, Take a Little Walk with Me.
Okay.
Come with me where the air is clean. Take a little walk with me. Hold my hand and feel the breeze. Take a little walk with me.
Let's go down to the ocean shore. Take a little walk with me. The sun, our roof, the sand, our floor. Take a little walk with me.
Come with me where the air is clean. Go down to the ocean shore. Take a little walk with me.
One of the things I like so much about this album is it's, subtitled A New Album for Kids With and Without Cancer. It can really be enjoyed by everybody and also by adults. The songs on it stand up to repeated listening, and it's just a wonderful album. And you've got some great people with you. Elizabeth Mitchell is singing along with you on this one, and I know Chris Smither also was part of You've Got a Friend in Me.
Yeah, I'm lucky to know some great musicians and friends, and I really wanted on this album, more than any other album, I really wanted to be surrounded by friends and people that I felt really would bring their, you know, their own special kind of warmth to these songs. And I feel like we achieved that, so I'm very proud of it.
Yeah, it's really a good album. Now, I'm curious, Alistair, when you found out about the Grammy nomination, could you describe what that's like?
Well, it's shocking, you know. I've been a singer-songwriter for nearly 20 years, doing family music more like 6 or 7 years. So I've been doing this a long time, and you know, Grammys have never been on my radar before. But there's a really nice thing happening in family music these days with this whole, a lot of people call it Kindy, the whole Kindy movement. And, of course, Elizabeth Mitchell and the Okie Dokie Brothers, who are on this album, and Justin Roberts, who's also nominated this year, and Dan Zanes. There's a bunch of people doing really great kids' music these days, and it's a very small, kind of intimate circle. So, you know, what's funny is that when I started getting into family music, all of a sudden I looked at, you know, the Grammy nominees, and I thought, geez, I know these people.
Yeah. That's,
I've never known the people who were nominated before. So it's nice. It's nice to see that Grammy nominations in the kid music world these days are going to independent musicians and not just to the sort of, you know, Disney flavor of kid music.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself. And we've always felt... we haven't had much of a chance to talk, you and I, but we've been here for 35 years as a show for kids and adults to listen to together, and trying to prove that, you know, songs needn't be insipid to be enjoyable, and that actually kids and adults can enjoy the same music, and oftentimes it's not quote-unquote kids' music. This is Alistair Mook, who we're listening to, and Alistair Mook and Friends singing our way through. Songs for the World's Bravest Kids is nominated for a Grammy. I want to sneak something in here that's very different from the track that we just heard.
B-R-A-V-E, I'm brave, I'm brave. I'm brave, I will not be afraid. I let the nurses put me on a scale, and then I'm weighed, I'm weighed, I'm weighed. I'll also give my height, and if you ask me nice to take my blood pressure, I might, I might, I might, I might just be all right. If I can be B-R-A-V-E, I think I'll be all right. It's fine.
What prompted you to write this one? I love it.
Thank you. Well, what prompted me was sitting right in front of me was that I think all kids and quite a few adults don't particularly enjoy going to the doctor, and kids like my daughter who have an illness and have to spend a lot of time with doctors really have to get used to it and have to get over the hump. So I wanted to write a song about learning to be brave, which is something that you can learn to do when you go and have to spend so much time in hospitals and doctors, and so that's where it came from. Why it ended up being a rap song, I can't quite say, except that I've always really liked doing, I've always kind of mixed in some kind of spoken word, I guess. Rap would be the closest. I call this particular song medical hip hop, a new genre that I created.
Well, I'll
but but I love the wordplay, and you know, and I've always been a big fan of hip hop, and I grew up on it, and you know, I love the, you know, manipulating words has always been key for me with songwriting, and I love the way fast talking, fast rapping can do that.
Well, I know your daughter Cleo has a twin as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is her name?
Her name's Elsa.
So I am glad. It sounds like you're just a great dad, and congratulations on the nominee, or on the nomination. We're gonna close with Home When I Hold You, but before we do, it's our last chance to talk. Is there anything else you'd like to mention? I'm really glad you were able to join us.
No, it's my pleasure, and I'm so impressed by the show. Everything I've read about what you guys do, it looks like a really wonderful thing. So there's not enough great community radio out there. So I'm very happy to meet you and hear what you guys are up to.
Well, thanks. I hope you'll keep in touch, Alistair, and best wishes to your daughters, both of them, and certainly please keep in touch with us.
Thank you.
Take care.
I will.
You're home when I hold. I hold you near.
You're safe in your mama's arms, safe when she holds you tight, safe when your mama holds you close, safe.
That is Alistair Mook, and we again congratulate him for his nomination for Singing Our Way Through Songs for the World's Bravest Kids Best Children's CD, and one of the other nominees.